Welcome to Minority Corner
with Aneke
and James,
the Wonder Twins of podcasting.
Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues,
only it's more black, queer,
and ladylike.
This week on Minority Corner,
what's cooking?
You know what's cooking in the kitchen?
What?
A little movie review.
Oh shit!
You hear that? Pop 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 pop.
Get that popcorn ready.
That's not Shots Fired. Sorry, Sana Lawfin.
No, it is called Breaking In with Gabrielle Union. Stop. Why are we doing?
Because we're the same movie. We can do that. And we're unisoned. You know, Wonder Twins in the same room, rocking it out. But before that, the main event, there are some hot.
A lot of topics.
Hot, wintry topics for you. I've got my scarf on for
it. Yeah, I know. You are bundled and ready to talk about these hot-ass topics.
Oh, I want to talk about who is the go-to person in 2018 that you needed to have a part of your movie if you wanted to make money. Who is the highest, part of the highest grossing movies of the year?
I wonder who it is.
Might surprise you. Also, Iceman was almost put back into the closet in the comics.
What the hell?
Let's talk about that. And also, the kiss heard around the world, or seen around the world, that created...
Yeah, heard would be gross.
Ooh, I hear that kiss.
I don't want to hear people kiss.
I don't want to hear them kiss, but you know what I do want? I want to see people kissing. I want to see it.
You know what? I'd rather see people kissing than hear people kissing. Really, but then just saying I want to see people kiss is a whole
nother. Too far?
I don't know.
You know what? Don't
yuck
my yum.
It's just
okay.
Right.
You know, Mama Bear. That's what this is.
What?
Because Baby Bear was too hot, was too cold, Bear was too hot.
You can't just be judging it.
And Mama Bear was just right. That's what it is. Just
is
like,
Mama Bear just right?
Oh yeah, she was in the one in the middle.
I need to familiarize myself with
you
these stories.
You got that baby coming, so you need to know these stories by heart.
She's going to get some fractured fairy tales because I'm going to be making them up.
Well, just like this episode, it's going to be a Mama Bear episode for you because it's just right.
Are you sure it's Mama Bear? We're here.
Hi. I just have my eyes on the prize.
I know.
I'm just making sure we're getting the audio levels are
good.
No,
I got it. And you got your notes all up. We are like professional right now.
It's like it's a whole new world.
A whole new world.
A dazzling place for you and me.
How do you feel about the live action remake of that, of Aladdin?
I know that we've talked about...
Genie looking crazy.
Oh, I was going to say the Lion King.
Oh, yeah. But now they came out with the Aladdin where Will Smith's going to be the genie.
Yeah.
And he looks cray.
Yes. Well, here's some things. I have some backstage passes
of
information.
How?
I'm in the industry.
Okay.
Yeah.
All those billboards got you.
You know what? I got a foot in the door.
Once you get a billboard, you get the newsletter.
I am damn near on the Hollywood 50-yard line. I'm having lunch with Tom.
Who's Tom?
Cruise.
I was going to say a Finland.
Him too. What were we talking about? Jasmine
Aladdin.
Felicia Jones. Aladdin. So here's what happened.
What?
So those pictures that you have spotted.
Yes, on Entertainment Weekly.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's where I got this from. Did you read the article?
Mm-hmm.
They just said that, so people are upset because they're like, that genie's supposed to be blue.
Yeah.
Why isn't that genie blue?
He's mostly going to be blue.
Yeah, he's just, that's him in his human form as he's disguising because he's hanging
out
with
Aladdin.
But he
still looks weird.
Well, that's true. Okay, I'm not taking
that. What is he going to look like as a blue genie? Do you think it's going to be cartoony? Do you think it's going to be him?
I think it's going to be him CGI'd.
But blue.
I think he will have taken a page out of Andy Serkis's book. And
with that high pony that he got, that he was rocking?
Yeah. I think he'll be blue with that.
Is it a ponytail when there's no hair except for the ponytail area?
Yeah.
James,
no,
why
it's true. It's true. I had a pony.
Okay.
Did you see my pony picture with me when I was 4 years old?
Oh, this is different than a ponytail.
Oh, yeah, but see, okay.
You just want to bring up your cute picture with the pony.
It's true. We'll link it into the show notes.
I took one, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't want to bring it up or steal your moment, but I'm going to steal your moment on the podcast.
Everybody did. You were all up on that microphone.
Because I want them to hear me.
You need to hear her.
That I had a pony picture, too. You took your little hat off. I kept my little hat on.
I think I've seen that picture.
I think so. It's at my mom's. I don't know.
I think so. I feel like I've seen it, or I've imagined it, or I had a dream about
it. Whoever did those pony shots had...
And those ponies look so sad in those photos.
I didn't even...
It was a different time.
80s.
It was a different time. You just dog and pony 80s. Shows, bring them to the kids. Wait,
where was PETA with their...
They weren't there
with
yet.
With their they're euphemisms.
Like, they're like, you're saying... this is like going to a kid's show and making them dress up in slavery garb.
I know, that's right? Tone deaf.
Okay, Genie.
Mm-hmm,
Aladdin.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the live action Aladdin?
So I am. Oh, here's why I'm upset.
Okay, tell me.
I'm upset because Aladdin is wearing a shirt.
Oh.
Cartoon, he's just wearing a vest.
It's hot.
I want to see. It's hot in Agrabah.
It's
okay. It is hot. He doesn't have any money. Oh, you're telling me he can afford a vest and a shirt? Get out of here. Get out of here. And it's not even just a shirt. It's a long sleeve shirt. They'll be like, this is...
Oh, that's right.
They're like, this is a very unsexy Aladdin. Just focus on his face.
I know. That's weird that the cartoon is sexier.
Aladdin is sexier.
Is Jasmine still wearing a midriff?
I haven't seen... Oh, because the only thing they showed her was dressed up in her street rat clothing. So she's wearing...
Street rat?
That's what they called them back then. That's what they referred to them as. That she's in her street rat clothing, and she's all covered. So
okay,
we don't
so
know.
We don't
this
see
could be the most
wearing...
covered Aladdin that to date. And I mean,
interesting.
Sex sells. I'm just going to say
does.
That.
I got to watch the cartoon.
Yeah, I'm sticking to my cartoon. But I'm on a lighter note, I am... I am excited that, like, some people are up in arms because they're like, ooh, whitewashing. But the...
Of Aladdin?
Yeah, but the actors are both of... have connection to Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
The guy who's playing Aladdin, I think he's from Egypt?
Yeah, he's from Egypt. She... Jasmine is playing...
Half.
Yeah, but she's half...
She's also playing Kimberly in the Power Rangers movie.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So she's been around the reboot.
She was on the... She's... she is on that reboot train. She's like, what else you need rebooted?
What else can I get in? Care Bears?
She's,
hit me
she's
up.
She's gonna do it.
Transformers?
She's like,
I'm around.
I'm around. After Bumblebee.
Another Spider-Man? Get me in it.
Mary Jane who? I got you. Move over Zendaya. Spoiler.
Not really, though.
Well, I mean...
If you haven't seen it, and it's like the most boring spoiler ever. Like,
oh, MJ. So anyways, what are your thoughts? I've rattled off my pros and cons.
No, I feel like I'm right there with you. I'm kind of like... One, I'm just not into all of these live action remakes of old timey things in general.
But doesn't this one at least makes more sense than the Lion King
yes,
one?
Yes, yes. Agree.
I mean, I'd even take another 101 Dalmatians because at least Cruella's in there. Oh, they are doing that.
They already did it, I thought.
Oh, they're doing... No, but they're doing another... They're doing a movie called Cruella.
Oh, like a backstory?
See, it's Emma Stone.
Okay.
And it's her, like...
Turning into Cruella?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at that.
Because it's different.
It's unique. I love a weird, like, it's almost like a Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, where it's like behind the scenes.
Yeah, like how did they get there?
Yes.
An origin story.
I love that. Instead of doing a remake.
Yeah.
But I do love Aladdin. Ooh. That one is the one that got me. Mm-hmm. That's my demographic because I must have been right around that right age for
mm-hmm.
Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first like POC princess.
Yeah.
So all of us.
All black families
loved. We loved Aladdin.
We love Aladdin. Aladdin and Jasmine, that was our shit.
Black people love Robin Williams too.
It took me a while to realize that was his voice.
Really? Well, you were young. You were a little, baby.
Two years younger than Aneke, who's a very advanced child. She was not fooled. She's like, Mrs. Doubtfire, I hear you.
I was really into Mrs. Doubtfire.
I was too. And I think, have we had this conversation about Mrs. Doubtfire?
No.
Because of that movie, I did not like Sally Field for decades.
Random.
It's only recently that, like, Sally Field is very...
I love Sally Field.
She's very triggering for me.
Did you watch Maniac?
That sounds terrifying.
It has Emma Stone in it.
Oh, I didn't finish it. I think we talked about it.
Sally Field plays a big role in it.
Oh, and not in the first two episodes.
Yeah, she comes in later.
Oh.
She plays a big role.
It's not selling
me on it. She plays multiple roles.
Not selling me on it.
I love Sally Field.
I came from a home where my parents were split, and she would not let them get back together in the end.
But,
and as
okay,
an 8-year-old...
So then, you didn't see any other Sally Field stuff.
That was the only movie that I'd seen.
I can see that.
Yeah.
She's a lovable woman.
I can see that now. Now, looking back, I'm like, okay, Sally, I'm, forgiven.
She's a great actress.
Bridge of Troubled Water.
Can you see how great an actress she is then?
Because she fooled me.
Uh-huh. She got you.
She's a really nice lady.
I think.
You really like her.
Really, really like her. Okay, so we watched a lot of Mork and Mindy in my family.
Oh.
So that's why I was used to Robin Williams
was in that.
Mm-hmm.
And Sally Field was in that.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right.
Just Robin Williams. Good. So we were like a Robin Williams family, I think.
Gather around, everybody. Robin's on the screen. Gather. Get grandma, everybody, quickly.
So there's that. I also had the oboe music for Aladdin, which is still up in my closet. I could pull it down for you in a minute
when
we're done with recording.
Why don't you actually give the listeners a little
my
treat?
My oboe is in the attic. I'm not about to
I'll
go
get
there.
It.
No, stop
it. I carried your LaCroix. I got it, pregnant lady. I'll get your oboe. So that way you can...
I need some reeds.
Wouldn't it be amazing? Because it would be the first time we ever had live music on Minority Corner.
And it's me and being like, wah, wah, wah.
In this corner, Aneke is just gonna play her oboe. And then I'll do interpretive dance.
It's just whooshing on the mics.
It's different. It's a new year. We're bringing something different to you. Or I can do that one thing of like, what is that one thing called when it's at radio when it's just like, I make just sound effects?
Oh, yeah, teleplay or whatever.
There's another thing where it's called, it's like it's ambient sounds. Like, did you see what Janet Jackson did?
Oh, like a pure mute.
Chip, 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 chip,
oh,
chip.
Like white noise. Like white noise machine.
Yeah.
Like what I do at night when I put my rain on sometimes.
Okay, yeah. Clock.
Stop it.
Clock.
While I play.
Chop, 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 chop,
what
chop.
Is it? Or ASMR.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Yes, yes. I want us to do a new year, new us ASMR.
That was your ASMR?
Waka, waka.
Well, no, not, no.
Whoosh,
you're
whoosh.
Supposed to be like...
Okay, brush.
That's like really ASMR. Good.
Let me try again.
Okay. That gave me a panic attack. That scared. I think we lost 100 listeners.
I'm trying. I got this.
Okay.
What?
Why are you so fast?
I had coffee today.
There we go. That's okay, all right. You're getting better. Nope, lost it. It's supposed to be like... I can't do it. There's like... Yeah, that's good. Now whisper something.
She's behind you.
No,
she's
spooky.
Behind
you're supposed
you.
To say comforting things.
Hug me.
Now that's pressure.
Well, I'm trying.
You're doing it. You know what? A for effort.
Yeah, so new year, new us. Okay, so Aladdin. So yeah, I'm here for it. I'm okay. I want him to lose that shirt. Maybe.
Uh-huh. Maybe he loses his shirt at a key scene.
Even better.
It just gets ripped off
he's
his
like,
body.
Oh god, that's
he's
my
only
shirt.
In a vest.
He's like, that was my only shirt.
He's a street
but
rat.
You know what? Abu, cute as fuck.
Yes.
That is some he's cute.
He's cute. Jafar ain't looking bad either.
I'll
that actor that.
That
they got.
I mean, Jasmine, like, there's not a lot to, like, I mean, what is she really running away from? But, you know, there are these two random white guys who've been cast in the movie. And people are like, what?
Why?
Like, why are they in there? Why can't they be in there?
Why are they in there?
Yeah, that a girl.
That's the Minority
I got
Corner.
Confused.
We're, this
I don't
is
know.
Minority Corner. Welcome.
I was like, Rachel Dolezal, you take off your mask. Why can't I be in it? No, I'm with you on that point. Well, we'll see. The verdict's out. I can't judge a book by its pictures.
One of the white guys that was cast in Aladdin, Billy Magnuson, he's a maniac too.
They just got the cast of Maniac.
You need to...
Oh, he is in that. Isn't Guy Ritchie directing this?
Yes, which is so weird.
The movie's gonna be weird. But you know, the first Sherlock was good.
Yes, it was good.
So
I don't remember the second one, and I did not see that Robin Hood movie that he did.
Neither did anybody else.
Womp womp.
Not even Madonna. Dude, she's still man.
Well, they're divorced now.
I know.
Now she has a bunch of African babies. Who's she dating?
Herself.
Who cares?
Yeah, she British again. Okay, I want to get to the something else.
Tell me.
Okay, guess this is a little impromptu
Quizlet
corner.
Oh.
Yep, not even on the list.
Oh my god.
Guess who?
Scrolling.
If you wanted your movie to dominate at the box office,
yes.
Who would you need to have had in your movie?
Sally Fields. I'm only kidding. No.
Close. This is according to Vendango.
Okay.
Who is the highest box office earning actor 2018?
Wow. Man, I don't want dead airspace. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, think it out. Think it out.
Who was in a lot of movies, a lot of big budget movies.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have to be like a... Oh my God, yeah, I have no idea.
Well, just take a stab. Just take a stab. There are... I was going to say there's no right or wrong answer.
I mean,
here,
I'm inclined
true.
To say Letitia Wright because you have it on this list right here of things that we're talking about, but she was only in Black Panther and Avengers.
Okay.
And both of those were huge,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like there also has to be somebody else that was in a lot of movies. God. Angela Bassett.
That is like a good guess because I just recently saw her in, because she's popping up all over
the place. She's all over the place.
And it's not her.
Okay,
but,
I figured.
You are in the right direction.
Who?
That it is a black woman.
Okay.
And their name is on the list of our agenda, and it is Letitia Wright.
Okay.
I thought you were going to get it because a little behind the scenes, we have the agenda. Usually the agenda, like, the way that we're set up, and I can see the agenda full steam ahead.
Yeah.
And Letitia Wright is on there.
But
and,
without any context.
Just as Letitia Wright. Who was the only person at the Black Panther red carpet that I did not get to talk to because Kevin
Damn.
Feige wouldn't shut up.
Well...
He kept talking, and they were like, get rid of Kevin and get Letitia, and she walked right by.
I mean, I hate to say it, but beautiful. He is in charge of all of Marvel, so that
But
is...
even he said, you really want to talk to me? He was filler. Because we were there's so many people in the cast that we wanted to talk to. They're like, yeah, get him for a minute. So anyways, here's the thing.
That's humble. I'm glad he said that.
Mm-hmm. Letitia Wright.
So she was in Black Panther.
She was in Black Panther.
Avengers
Infinity War. Ready Player One.
She was in Ready Player One?
And The Commuter.
Who was she in the Ready Player One? And I did not see The Commuter.
She was what? Nobody. The Commuter just gave her a little bit of edge because it only made, like, I think, like $50,000 or something.
It topped her off.
Yeah, it just topped her off. Because, like, look at this infographic. Earning actors. Letitia Wright, $1.55
billion
is all the movies that she
worked on. More than Chadwick Boseman, Winston Duke, all these people that were in both of those.
The Avengers one. More than Samuel Jackson, Chris Pratt, Josh Brolin.
What the fuck was Chris Pratt in? I would think that Josh Brolin, because he was in Deadpool 2.
Yeah, but still didn't make us but she also had that Ready Player One.
Who was she in Ready Player One?
She was some voice. I don't know. It says in this article, but
you didn't read it.
Well, I read it like 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. You know what? I give you credit for finding it.
Yep, and I refound it again. So there it is, black woman.
I'm proud of her. She was also in Black Mirrors.
She was in Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I haven't seen it, but apparently there's a new Black Mirror. Choose
Bandersnatch. I want to see it too.
Me
and
too.
I'm confused about the technology, about how you get to pick where you want to go.
Netflix is changing the game, though. Mm-hmm. That's actually, it makes actually the most sense at Netflix to do a choose your own adventure movie.
I kind of love it.
It's brilliant. Because, like, where else would you have been able to do that?
Hulu?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess streaming services.
Yeah, but Netflix is the best streaming, the top streaming service.
Okay.
I didn't say best.
She's putting her.
I'm not saying
not
the best.
Getting them.
I'm not saying
them.
The best.
You don't know where those advertising
because
dollars
Homecoming
might come
Because Homecoming was great.
Homecoming is amazing.
Yeah, I'm not
so
saying
good.
The best. I'm just
so
saying
good.
The top.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, I'd put it.
Was it the first?
It was the trailblazer.
Yeah.
It was kicking down doors. I remember when people were like, I'm watching. Because I was a Blockbuster guy. And they're like, I'm watching movies on my computer. I'm like, that's stupid. I'll never do that.
I'm
gonna get my DVD player and watch it on my TV because I don't want to be looking at this tiny ass screen.
I hate it, but I still do it.
Well, what I do is because I'm technologically advanced.
Hook me up. Tell me what to do.
So I got my HDMI cable
Ooh,
and I hook it into my laptop,
smart.
And then everything that could be on my laptop is now on a big screen.
You heard it here first.
Take notes, y'all. 2018. Nope. 19
blew my mind.
What?
HBO.
What they be doing?
Home box office. As in home movie theater. I didn't realize that.
If you can't hear the sound of my eyes, they're just going, bink, bink.
I know, but bink, like, bink. Give me credit.
Well, I guess I'm just surprised because, Aneka, you are a fountain of information and knowledge.
Sometimes things miss me.
Because you're just too busy getting all the other information.
Things miss me.
So is this a recent discovery?
Not that. I mean, recent enough where I was like,
no.
Oh. I mean, you've had discoveries like that before where you've been like,
I came
oh,
out
yeah.
the womb kicking
Stop
with knowledge.
It.
I was like, ooh, I know that. I was like, Sky. Spoon. Cantaloupe.
You're just naming things.
That's what I was doing. Okay. I was like, I know what this is. I came out and it was a very busy hospital room with cantaloupes and spoons.
Where were you?
You know what?
A kitchen.
Classic birth, okay? Classic birth. I am old school with it.
Old school is being born in a kitchen?
Yeah, that's how they used to do it back in the day. They didn't have all these fancy hospitals.
I mean, your kitchen sound pretty fancy with cantaloupes and spoons rolling around.
High rolling. High
you
rolling
go into my film. Kitchen. All you see is spoons.
See?
No cantaloupes.
This is 2018.
19. Get your years right.
I'll get it by the end of this episode. It's new. Oh, another thing. Did you see the kiss that was heard around the world?
No.
I can pull a picture of it.
Oh, I did!
The sailor gay kiss.
And one guy's black.
One guy's black mm-hmm. in a really tight t-shirt.
Yeah, white, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's wearing white pants, too.
He was wearing white pants.
Why do I know this?
Because you've seen this picture. You go to sleep at, like, thinking about it. You're like, those boys are so cute.
I mean, it's sweet. That's his husband, right?
That is his husband. Yeah. So, if you haven't seen it, it's a sailor. We'll put this in the show notes right below my pony picture.
Mm-hmm.
We should put both of our pony pictures up.
I don't think I have time to get access to mine that quick.
I've got mine on the ready. It's
you
already
do.
The gram.
It's already on the internet.
It's there for you to see. The sailor husband got mm-hmm. home and they mm-hmm. recreated that very famous sailor kiss at the end of World War II.
Those two did not know each other.
Yeah, these.
Which people, is a little. Why are we glorifying that?
She didn't know him.
I mean, she was.
You know
excited,
what?
Though. She. You could tell consent was all right.
She was
kicking
excited.
Her leg
the
up.
War was over. Yeah, she was living her best
let
life.
Let me just let it like, wash over me whoa, and kiss this stranger man.
It's done. Mm-hmm. It's done. So they had a kiss, and of course, there was some backlash. Some people were like, "Oh, this is cute," and there has been some backlash because it's been all over the news. Like all over the news. Like the news is the one that covered it.
Good.
That's where that picture came from. Like,
I'm glad.
And so people were like, how am I going to explain this to my kids?
You just say some men like some men, and they marry them.
And here's the thing, though, too.
It's not hard.
2 points. When you mm-hmm. see, like, if it was the reverse, if it was like a man and a woman, would you have to, like, explain something to your
no.
kids then? Third thing that I'd like to point out is, how do you explain all the crazy shit that Trump says to your kids?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's where you really need to be. Don't be focusing on this. Your job is busy enough. You focus on what that maniac is saying.
I'm fucking speechless on that. I have no idea how to explain anything that maniac in the White House is saying. But a man kissing a man, that's easy.
That's easy. Like, oh, they like each other.
Done. Case closed.
All right.
Goodbye.
Let's go back to Blue's
Change
Clues.
Change the channel.
Calling it a day. All right. Moving on. There we go.
Are they rebooting Blue's Clues?
Yes, with an Asian American lead.
So then that means that we can keep our tagline. We got a whole new generation of people that's going to understand
that's
it.
That's perfect, because there is a touchstone. There's a brief period where there's a few years they don't know.
They don't know.
And now with streaming,
they can know.
People across the globe, our listeners across the globe who've maybe been a little confused,
yeah.
You're going to get up on it.
Get up on it.
That also doesn't mean that they tell us a cease and desist.
I don't think so. We'll just keep rolling until...
Yeah, just gonna keep on
and then we'll
going
use it as publicity. Speaking of kids shows, did you hear about the new Sesame Street?
There's a new one?
No, well, it's on HBO.
Oh, and I went to the studios.
HBO, they go there. Grover apparently dropped the F-bomb.
Is this the Happy Time Murders?
No.
Oh.
So there's a clip where he says... I forget what he says. It's something like where he's like... I'm really, really excited, but it also sounds like I'm fucking excited.
And if everyone's gonna do it, it's Grover.
I know.
Grover's
he's
the one.
He's a live wire.
He's a wild card.
He's my favorite.
Oh.
I relate to Grover.
Really?
Yeah, he's a mess, and he's kooky, and he's blue. I always feel like blue in cartoons and puppets connotates for black for some reason.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why. Mm. Like Skeeter on Doug. He's black.
He's
blue.
He was black. I was prone to Cookie Monster.
Blue.
Oh, I'm black. Yeah. Wow. Case in point. Gosh. Yeah, I mean, it's just because I'm a cookie fiend.
You like cookies.
I ate that entire bag of cookies.
And he's a black muffin.
I brought over for you. The day after
it was a delicious cookie.
The day after my whole, I brought them over for you, but I ate them all.
You know what? You enjoyed them. I enjoyed my cookie. It was delicious.
The day after my whole 30, I ate 2 packs of cookies.
You did it. You got it. You got your picture.
Never doing it again.
What a weird time to do it.
They say don't do the whole 30 around the holidays, and I'm like, shut up, I'm doing whatever I want. But last year I did the whole 30 around the holidays, and I went to my cousin's house in DC, and then him and his wife did it, and then when I left, they stopped doing it.
They're like, he's gone.
They're like, oh, good, yeah. And then, but I went back home to my home. I went to New York. I had my own routine.
Yeah.
And then this year, I've been traveling around and seeing family here in the Bay Area. It was so hard.
Because that's all you do.
Just traveling, and there's all this great stuff. And then, like, the day, it was Christmas morning was my first day back, and I just went to town. My stepsister came over and brought me cookies.
I'm not mad at it. Yeah. I don't think anybody in this world would be mad at you for
January that. January 2nd is the new, not this coming January 2nd, but I like to do it once a year. So 2020
January 2nd.
Yes.
That's when you're going to do it?
The next one.
Okay. Because
then that's like after the holidays.
Yeah, after New Year's. You'll probably be burnt out and ready to do
want
it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's winter and easier. So, yep, there's that. Last thing I want to talk about.
Yeah, talk to
me. Unless you've got other things too.
I've been sprinkling them in between.
Oh, she was like, I remember this thing I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. Here it is.
I'm covert.
Ooh, she's sneaky. Like Gabrielle Union and Breaking In.
Oh, look who's here. It's Zelda.
You guys can't see. You all can't see this.
But there's a little
pup here.
She's not that little.
Big ass dog.
Who likes James finally again.
Mm-hmm. If you remember a year or two ago.
My dog did not like James.
Stop liking me. So Iceman is gay now in the comics. He came out a while
ago. Good for him. Proud.
And they almost pushed him back into the closet.
Why?
There is this plot line. That's called, I think it's called like Extermination or something.
Oh.
And essentially what happens is like all the new plot lines that have been happening, the only way to defeat like this new bad guy is they have to go back in time.
Oh.
And it's such like a reset, like they would forget all these new things about themselves or like certain they all have to like sacrifice something, but for some of them it's like they have to like get rid of their powers and stuff.
Oh.
For whatever reason his was just like,
I don't like that.
He's gonna forget that he's like
gay.
Yeah,
that doesn't make any goddamn sense.
No, I think it's become an abandoned plot line that they were
good
gonna do it,
because that sounds like somebody trying to introduce their own objectives.
Forget who you are.
Yeah,
but people were outraged because it was like, why is his so personal and the other ones are like,
right,
I don't get my powers anymore, and he's like, I don't get to be gay.
And also, that's not something that you forget.
Yeah, I think he like would forget coming out or something.
Oh.
Right? He's like, I don't remember who I am.
I'm not a fan of that. Yep. Don't do that, Marvel. I'm glad they abandoned that shit.
But you saw Aquaman.
I did.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
I know the tables are turned. Usually I'm hot off the presses.
Oh, and you're the one that like immediately were like, no spoilers
to
me.
I said, this was, and I quote, how was it? Don't tell me anything.
Exactly. And all I said was, it's ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a ridiculous movie. And that's all I'm going
to
say.
I'm excited, guys, to see Nicole Kidman fight with a trident.
She does a good job.
Yeah.
Or her, you know, CGI stunt.
CGI stunt person. But the imagination fills in the rest of the dots.
I thought it was good.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if I'd say, it was ridiculous.
You got your money's worth.
Yes.
And would you say, is this a step above like an airplane movie rental?
Yes, because you kind of need to see it.
Oh, so go to the theaters.
If you have a giant TV.
Okay, so if you don't have a giant TV, head to the theater.
Yeah, the only thing with
you've
like
only got your laptop and the Netflix account.
Unless you really hold it up in your face, so you feel like you're in
and
it.
That's bad for your eyes.
That's not good.
And that's not.
It's a visual movie. Mm. I'm not gonna say it's visually stunning.
Mm.
It's visually interesting.
Ooh.
And there's a lot of like, what the fuck is happening?
Okay.
And so I feel like going to the theater helps with that.
Mm-hmm.
The narrative. I mean.
Okay.
So that's why I'm like, I don't know.
Do I need to stay for the end of the credits?
I mean, there is an end credit, but it's like...
You don't seem too excited about it.
It's like, what?
Because you said the Marvel ones. You're like, oh, my mind is blown. There are 5 end credits.
No, this one's like, meh.
Because they probably still don't have, like, a direction of where they're going.
Yeah,
there's no one driving the ship.
I mean, they do have a direction. You can see where they're going to go for the sequel. Oh,
but not necessarily connected to, like, the rest of the
DC
universe, per se.
There's one... I'm not gonna say it.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Lip, these, just like...
Even though I feel like it's silly to like even spoil it, but I don't want to be that person. Okay,
you're not here, not on this podcast.
Not on this. You can't blame this it on me, it. Even nope. though you're gonna watch and be like, oh,
okay.
Who cares?
Maybe I wish she said, help me get 5 minutes of my life back.
I mean, it's whatever.
No, yeah, it's fine. A
it's
little
a
mystery.
Popcorn movie.
A little mystery. I saw a really great movie that you should all rent.
Yeah, what's that?
And it ties into the movie that we just watched that we're gonna talk about. It's called Searching.
Ooh.
Starring John Cho.
Yes, with John Cho. Sexy man.
So good. I was with my aunt and uncle. Like, at first I didn't want to watch it.
Okay.
And then, but my cousin and my stepsister were like, oh, we're gonna watch it. So we watched it on Christmas Eve. A perfect
Cute.
Christmas Eve movie.
Is it?
It's not Christmas Eve-y at all.
But like, you know, movie.
It was, here's how good it was.
Okay.
It was 1 a.m. We were like, let's put on a movie so we can fall asleep.
Okay.
And 3 a.m. rolled around, we were still edge of our seat.
Oh my
riveted.
God.
I feel like when a movie's good, it'll keep you awake.
It hasn't been promoted that much.
It's amazing.
Why?
And it's, I think from the moment, you've never seen anything like it. Because at first I was like, how are you going to make a movie with someone like on their computer? Like, I feel like it was going to be very contrived, like
the different
setups.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so realistic, like all the ways that he was using the computer or using FaceTime or watching videos and stuff like that. At first, too, it's also really interesting because you get to watch someone use their computer, so something voyeuristic about it.
Oh, creepy.
Because you're like, ooh, I'm watching them use their computer.
Yeah.
And then it was so good that we told my aunt and uncle, like, oh, you have to watch it. My cousin set it up for them in their room.
Yeah.
And they thought that my cousin's like this tech guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh, BJ's doing something. Oh, he's doing something with his computer. BJ, why are we watching you on your computer?
Oh, because it's literally the screen moving.
So they thought it was BJ watching this Asian family on his computer.
So
looking
weird.
Through pictures and stuff. And in fact, like, it's so, like, other movies, the setups and, like, moments, like, when two people are talking, seem so much more contrived than this movie does.
Right.
So
cool. I
and
gotta check
it's
this out.
So many twists and turns.
Really?
You will never be able to guess. You won't. You won't.
Wow.
It's amazing. And John does such an amazing job.
What platform did you watch it on?
I think we rent. It's a rentable.
Oh, okay.
It's a rentable.
It's a rentable.
Digital renting. But renting is so easy these days.
It's true.
You know, you can rent off
whatever.
Put in your PIN number.
I'm sure.
And you can rent away. I think we rented it on YouTube. It was
$3. Okay.
It's a great view. Go rent that movie.
I need to.
Because
I'm glad that you said something.
Support that movie because it's good.
And I'm so sad that it wasn't promoted. The only reason that I really know that much about it is because I follow John Cho on Instagram.
Great person to follow.
He's, you know.
And it's revolutionary in many states because one, again, it's like the leads are Asian American.
I love it.
And in a suspense thriller, like it's just, I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
And the way that it's done, it's fucking brilliant.
Wow.
It is a fucking brilliant movie.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a great recommendation.
Go check it out. Absolutely.
Last movie.
Okay.
I saw a movie on Christmas Day.
Was it A Christmas Prince on Netflix?
No.
Okay.
It was very different. It's a little movie called Roma.
Oh, I saw Roma too, but I didn't see it on Christmas
so
Eve.
So you saw Roma.
I've seen it a few days ago.
So you know why it was a terrible movie for me to watch.
I forgot. Oh, yeah. I remember watching it and I was like, I hope Aneke doesn't watch this movie.
Yeah,
and then I forgot to tell you.
Because
the holidays were happening and I assumed you wouldn't have watched it. I was like, just too busy. And I forgot about it.
And it was my idea too because they've been pumping it on Stupid Vulture, the blog that we both read.
Roma. Well, I barely read Vulture now.
I know, because you have to wait till next month.
I am always at my monthly quota with Vulture.
They need to stop it.
Vulture.
I'm done. So you know what? Roma...
It's beautifully shot.
I have a confession.
You like it?
It was kind of boring.
Agreed. That's
really you thought that too.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That made me feel better.
Yeah,
because it's such a prestige
everyone's
movie.
Like, you know what? Sometimes prestige movies are fucking boring.
It was boring.
I thought it was a beautifully shot movie.
Yeah.
I love long takes. Alfonso Cuarón
really
is
good.
Known for his long takes. Children of Men filled with
excellent.
Children of Men. That's why I signed up for this movie.
Gravity
was
like, excellent too.
Children of Men and Gravity. I love those movies.
Mm-hmm. I loved Y Tu Mamá También way back in the day.
Oh right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
he's so incredibly talented. It was boring. I thought it was a boring movie.
Thank you. That makes me feel so much better, because it's like, one, we have the housekeeper who mm-hmm. we're supposed to be. She's the lead, but we don't really know anything about her.
No.
We're kind of seeing the family through her eyes, but not really getting to know her.
Yeah.
It felt like, and yeah, it was autobiographical. It's his family.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like based off of his housekeeper that he had.
Oh.
Like down to the house was a replica of the house that he grew up in.
Oh, cool.
But to me, it felt like a rich person's idea of what it's like to be the help.
Yeah.
Because we don't care about her.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And all this tragedy happens to mm-hmm. her. But do we know about her family? Do we know about her background? Do we even know what her age is?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
And then even by the time you get to the end, it almost feels like nothing has really changed for
her.
Yeah. I guess it was also to an interesting place of just, again, because I think she was she's an indigenous woman.
Yes.
Correct?
She's not an actress.
Oh, really?
This was her first role. She was a preschool teacher.
Oh, wow. She did an amazing job.
She did an excellent job.
She really, like, I did such an amazing job and going on her journey. But like also too, it's so interesting because it also for me was a conversation, and it could just be from a rich person's perspective, but it was almost like her life was better through being a housekeeper in some sense, that like they were all she really had anymore.
Yes.
That her life was so revolved around
them.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a job.
Mm-hmm.
And it really did feel like, yeah, I'm glad that you felt that way too.
Yeah, and we were watching it, okay, probably late.
Yeah.
I would say we probably started that movie around 11.
You guys watch movies late.
Well, this is actually my friend. It was actually my friend.
Okay.
But true.
Yeah.
It was with my friend, and we had started it late, and it was hard to stay awake. I maybe dozed off a few times.
Yeah.
Not long dozes, so
no,
I still got the
like
movie.
It's a dozy movie.
And then there were moments where there's like some really intense sort of protest revolution stuff that's happening.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, it's only like for a few minutes. And
yeah, and then the hospital scene.
Oh, yeah. So there's a lot of like intense stuff that was happening, and it moves really fast. I think it's a visually stunning, innovative movie, but I think overall it was boring.
The writing needed to be better.
Yeah.
I wonder, did he write Children of Men, Gravity, and Y Tu Mama Tambien?
I don't think he wrote Children of Men.
Because if then that would show, because I definitely think he wrote Roma.
Okay.
And because it's so autobiographical. So I don't think, I hate to say this, you're not a writer. Alfonso.
Alfonso Cuarón.
You are not a writer.
We'll find it. Of who? That's a good question. That might not be him.
And to me, I really think that we need to give more credit and awards and accolades
to the writers. Agreed.
Producers. I mean, producers are great, but writers, that's the core of the story. If a story is written well,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to succeed, no matter what the budget is.
We did afterwards, after Roma, watch mm-hmm. The first three episodes of She-Ra.
Oh, nice. The cartoon. Yeah, you wrote me about that.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I should have warned you about Children of Men.
You sent me long-ass text messages about She-Ra.
I did. I was really feeling it. You know, you're having a baby.
I know.
A baby girl. And so
maybe warn me about Roma.
Because
I'm not
the
putting
journey.
The blame on you, though.
No, but that's true. I really should have also mentioned, and don't watch Roma. Or I could have said, like, oh, after Roma, we needed to watch She-Ra, because that's happened.
Yeah, you need some upbeat.
She-Ra is on point.
It's
what
good.
I love about She-Ra is that she comes from the same universe is He-Man.
Okay, yeah.
But they decided to do She-Ra first. I don't even know if there's gonna be a He-Man.
Good,
they were just like,
okay.
She-Ra. And what I love is that, like, there's just a lot of great messages. It's also funny as fuck.
Oh, good.
I'm pretty sure, like, and the characters are, like, one of her fairy friends is, like, uh-huh. a very, like, well-drawn, like, you know, they're not, like, really super thin. It's just, like, a real
woman.
Proportion, you know, human fairy being.
Oh, okay. I mean, no gender. Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Then I love that. And I love that it's ambiguous.
And one of the characters who I think is like a friend, he's like a brown, like he's like brown skinned.
Oh, okay.
And
so we don't have to look for the blue characters.
We don't look for the blue characters. He's brown. The son from Blackish does the voice of it.
Cool.
The older son.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Marcus?
And you know how goofy
name?
He is?
Yeah, he's good.
And he brings a lot of that same energy into it.
I love it.
He's just goof. And like the writing is really funny. And also the messaging is really great too, because it's like She-Ra, this is just a spoiler from the first episode.
Uh-huh.
She's actually on the wrong side of things, but she doesn't know know that.
Oh.
And so she's training with, like, and also, but she should, because it's, like, the evil dark empire is what they're called, but she, I'm like, okay, you so should she's, know, Sheena.
I mean, words are, you know.
Words are hard. confusing. But she was raised in that, and that's all that she knew.
Oh, okay.
And she didn't know to, like, go against the grain until, like, you know, she gets the sword and her destiny goes in a different direction.
I'd like to revisit it, because I recently found some old little baby notes that I had, and one was a Santa list, like, when I was teeny tiny.
Yeah.
And I wrote She-Ra, Princess of Power. And I literally don't remember watching She-Ra at all. But clearly I wanted it enough where I wanted that thing. So
yeah, I say if you got some time,
watch it.
Dip a little. They're like 20-minute episodes.
Easy.
So like in the first, you'll be captivated by the first three.
I mean, I like Steven Universe. So of course.
Oh yeah. She-Ra, have a good time. Wow, that was, well, speaking of having a time.
That felt like a natural break.
We watched a movie.
Yeah, we did.
So we should get into a Minority Corner movie review.
Movie review.
Hey, it's Jesse, the host of Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. I'm coming to Portland, Oregon. We're going to be doing a very special live episode of Bullseye, my NPR interview show. It's taking place Friday, February 15th at Revolution Hall. What are you going to see if you go to Portland, Oregon to see this show? You will see me live on stage talking with folks like Corin Tucker from Slater Kinney, director Lance Bangs, writer Bill Oakley, Simpsons legend. We will also have live music from Roseblood and live comedy from Katie Wen. It's going to be a blast and a half. It's also part of a big podcast festival called Listen Up Portland. Tons of other great podcasts are playing at it too. Our pals the Doughboys, among others. So again, that's Friday, February 15th at Revolution Hall in Portland, Oregon, 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. Get them at listenupportland.com. And thanks.
Breaking in. What are you looking at? I'm looking at the reflection. It looks like you're shopping on Amazon.
Oh, I thought this was like a quote from the movie. Or like,
oh,
I
no.
I thought you were reenacting a moment in the movie. Because there was a lot of reflections being looked
there
at.
There were.
And so I thought like, oh, Aneke, she's starting it off.
No,
like,
I'm sorry.
Joke.
I'm just being nosy.
Yeah, my Amazon Prime is on.
Okay.
And it's actually my Amazon Prime Canada.
Why?
Let's not ask too many questions we don't want to know the answers to.
Okay. That whole exchange was more exciting than the whole movie.
Breaking in.
Boring.
You know what?
Yes.
It made me realize two things.
One.
We should have watched Kidnapped with Halle Berry.
Two.
Because that movie, boring it's not.
Yeah.
I mean,
Halle Berry.
She's going to give you 1,000%. She's going to
give you 1,000%.
Yeah, true. I thought, you know, I am here for Gabrielle
Union. We love a Gabby Union and we love a Halle Berry.
And I've already seen Kidnapped, but you know what? The entire time I kept watching Breaking In, I was like, damn, we should be watching Kidnapped.
It's good.
Yeah. I highly recommend
Maybe we'll save that for another time.
Oh, yeah. Another movie review. Mm-hmm. You've heard it here first. Getting it. Because, you know, we watch these movies, so you don't have to.
Exactly. That's what we do.
That's what we do. And we break it down. Because you know what? I still want you to know this movie existed.
Yeah.
Because I want you to hear the story.
Exactly.
About what these black people doing in movies. But it's not Tyler Perry.
Oh, man.
Where to begin?
Well, okay.
Gabrielle Union was looking great and amazing.
She looks young. She looks fresh. She got a high pony and a Canadian tuxedo on.
And here, wait, what's a Canadian tuxedo?
Jean on Jean.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
And look at this connection.
I literally said that. You just were like, haha, yeah, when we were watching the movie.
Oh, I didn't hear that comment. There was so much not really happening. I knew what I was doing. I was eating cookies.
It's true. Popcorn and cookies.
And speaking of Canada, I'm on Amazon Prime Canada.
Yeah, you are. So, which I'm not supposed to ask
don't
questions.
Don't ask these questions, Aneke.
Why are you putting your
Don't
name?
You ask questions. You don't need to be knowing.
She's got two kids.
This old man was running in a fancy neighborhood.
Yeah, that's the beginning of it.
Old man is running in a fancy neighborhood.
And old man running.
It's almost like he knew it was going to happen. Because the opening movie, he was like staring at these pictures.
That's true.
And then he put on his earphones and was like, I'm going to go for a run. He didn't say anything. This was all silent.
Was there music playing?
We were trying to fix the volume.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were figuring it out.
So we were fixing the volumes.
Okay.
So we don't know. There could have been... You'll have to rewatch.
Could have been silent.
For that, you might need to rewatch. We don't know.
It's a quick watch.
It's a quick watch. Just like, oh, yeah, they were. Okay. I already know the rest of the plot.
Now I can press play on the podcast again.
Yeah, because this is going to be a non-spoiler-free... Because we're going to tell you everything.
We're spoiling this.
This is going to get ready to get spoiled.
I don't even think that
Merry
you...
Merry Kwanzaa Christmas.
There's
I'm
no spoils,
spoil
though.
He goes for a run and then a car hits him.
Yes.
Oh, we weren't paying attention when that happened.
No, we weren't.
We were looking away, fiddling with the remotes.
And then he got hit by a car and he's up, on the ground.
And we were like, oh, you can't turn away
even
from this movie.
By it's- that point, we were bored.
Yeah, because we were looking away. You're right. We were like, oh, someone got hit. Oh, we got to pay attention in this movie. And not only to get hit, a mysterious boot kicks him in the face.
Stomps him.
Oh, yeah. Murders him probably.
Yeah, I mean, he's dead.
Oh, caveat too.
Yeah, what's the caveat?
Put the kids away unless you want kids to learn, because we're going to be giving you the review of the unrated version.
Oh, shit.
This was the unrated version.
Yes.
There were not one, not two, not three, four. Four fucks.
I know.
And in a PG-13 movie, they can only say one.
I think there's a couple shits in there, too.
Oh, yeah. And there was some blood. There was some blood.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just enough to...
Even though some necks were slashed, just a little bit of
just
blood.
Just a little bit
just
of blood.
Just a tasteful bit of blood.
Yeah, just a tasteful.
A lot of heads smashing on rocks with no blood.
No blood. But then sometimes like dripping of blood. I just stabbed somebody a few times. I'm going to blood be dropping.
Also, a lot of clear blood. Did you notice that? Blood's not clear.
No. It's thick. It's thick and nasty.
Yeah, it's thick and nasty.
A bonus point for the casting because the woman,
yeah, she was 26.
Her daughter playing Jasmine Felicia Jones.
Yes.
She looked like Gabrielle Union.
They looked, at the beginning, they were driving in the car and they had the same profile, which was amazing.
That was good.
Very good casting. She was a pretty good actress.
She was okay.
I'll give her that. She did what she had to do.
Some, in the hostage situation moment,
she did a good job.
Some tears.
Yeah.
So the family is driving up to dad's dead and dad he's got a lot of money.
Not clear though.
A lot of things were not clear.
One, how'd he get this house?
Two, because he was a crook and we don't find out
right.
that they knew that he was a crook until 20-30 minutes into the movie.
And it's also foggy, and Gabrielle Union and her two kids are way too joyous for her to be like losing her dad.
Yeah, dad died this is recent.
Yeah.
And they're driving up to dad's vacation home because they're gonna sell it.
Also, how do they not know? They go into this house totally, they're like, we don't know this house.
And it's a really nice fucking house.
If my dad had a vacation home, I would know that home.
Yeah.
And clearly he has her shit because there's a box that said...
Sean's Blankets.
Her name was Sean.
Her name was Sean.
Gabrielle.
And it's also too weird because, like, who was the prop set to the person was like, her blankets? Why are her blankets at her dad's house?
Did you also... There was, like, Harrison stuff, too. Who the fuck is Harrison?
Maybe her husband or a brother. It also wasn't clear because at one point they're walking to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And shoes off in this house, by the way, too.
It's a shoes off house.
It is a shoes off house. Gabrielle Union is footloose
and fancy free.
She's letting them toes hang out. That's part of the plot of the movie. Like, she doesn't have any shoes running around out there.
She keeps taking her shoes off and on. Whoever directed it is loves her feet.
It's a foot fetish. And sometimes we didn't even know the shoes were back on, but we knew when they were coming off.
Yeah, they made a point to zoom in on that. She's taking her shoes off.
Ooh, let's get it.
I know.
Charlie, get this. Ooh, she's taking it off.
Get those toes.
So then, she's in the house, and they discover that, like, Grandpa had all this, like, security cameras.
Yeah, they had no idea about this.
Yeah, and, like, in the beginning of the movie, this movie could have been called Everyone's Mean to Gabrielle Union.
Literally, daughter. Hey, can you help me bring some stuff? No, I'm listening to music right now. Your grandpa just died. Be nice.
Yeah.
Kid, the little boy, discovers a security system. Oh, mom, even you can do this.
Okay.
Her dad just died.
And also, how did the little kid figure out all the security systems? He's like, you just press these buttons, mom.
And, like, literally showing it off better than the AT&T guy did when he came and fixed my cable.
There it is. Take notes.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's not in breaking in.
And then the dad.
Dad calls. He's like, are the kids still alive? Her dad just died, everybody.
Be nice
Calm
to
down.
Her.
She's figuring out a lot of stuff.
She got
to
sell this home.
And that's when we find out that... Yeah, They're getting, they're up there because the realtor's going to be coming by because they're going to sell the home. It's a really nice home. She just wants to be done with it because she knows her dad's a crook. And her dad maybe had a second family. So they go look at all these pictures.
What is those pictures?
This was so weird. I never understood this. The kid looking at all these pictures, and Gabrielle Union is not in any of these pictures.
Just strange black people.
other black people.
Like someone went to Walmart and picked up all the picture frames with black people in it. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Nobody. We're like, who are these people?
Oh, sometimes my mom still has some of those pictures up because she's like, I like the pictures in it.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's also weird. It's very nice.
Sorry,
my knee.
Oh yeah, so and then there's like a picture frame is broken and the kid's like,
but the people
that's
in the
weird.
Picture frame, we don't even know who they are.
Are we supposed to care about them? Like, does he have another family? Like, who was there?
Are
like,
they dead?
Was that his wife? Is that her mom?
We
like,
have
where
no
are they?
Idea.
And they never go.
They don't
back.
Explain shit to
like,
us.
And those kids and Gabrielle Union aren't in any of those photos. I wonder if that was it was maybe bad editing that they were supposed to go back and put pictures of them in, and they never did.
I feel like there's a lot of things missed that they don't even care.
They just showed the stock photography.
I know, they're like, black people, who cares?
Oh, that's supposed to be her when she's a little girl. But that picture was clearly taken 2 years ago.
It was very current.
It was very current photos. But then there's a picture frame that's broken.
Yes. So what's going on?
And it's also weird because the picture frame is broken, and then so you get the feeling that someone's watching the little kid.
Yeah,
but it's from
low.
A very low, it's like a cat.
A mouse perspective.
Like, who is this?
From peeking around the corner, a little rodent.
And it doesn't take long. And then Gabrielle Union's outside ordering a pizza,
drinking her wine barefoot.
And then she drops her glass of wine,
breaks it. No, no, she chugs her glass of wine, then drops the empty glass.
Oh, I forgot that is what happened.
Also, like, let's also remember the little son and flew that drone in the house.
Oh, there's also a drone.
Took me out of the movie.
Yeah, Aneke was out. There's a drone in the movie because grandpa's got all this high tech security.
Drones are noisy. And this drone was silent. And that makes no goddamn sense because I have had a drone flown in my house. It is loud. It blows wind all over the place. It is. There we go. Teleplay. It was.
Just thought I want to take the viewers there.
Out of the movie.
Yeah. I think this movie also could have been called like Breaking In Ninja Style.
Yes.
They would be very picky and choosy about like when all of a sudden you couldn't hear any sound. And that's just sound design. They're just like sound cut. Like,
yeah, no, it was like 1 minute she's stepping on something and it's loud as hell. And the other minute,
I know where she is.
Yeah.
She's on that roof.
Then the next minute, she's sneaking up behind them.
And like, yeah, cat style.
Holding onto a banister on the side.
Yeah, there is one point when they've gotten the kids. They've kidnapped the kids. These burglars, who are bad burglars.
Terrible burglars.
For most of the movie, we're like, why don't they have, like, I'm not pro-gun.
No.
But I was like, why don't they got any guns? They had a crowbar.
This freaking gun doesn't show up until like 45 minutes into
the
movie.
Oh, there is a gun.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they're using knives and crowbars.
Billy Burke was the man wielding the gun.
Who clearly was half-assed in it, did not want to be there
to
get in a check.
If you maybe were part of the five people who watch Revolution, you know who Billy Burke is.
I'm not one of them.
He is a poor man's version of Billy Bob Thornton. Just was collecting his check.
He looked like he was leaning against the wall the whole movie.
He was. There was always a wall.
He was just
was
like,
And man, does he love a speech.
A lot of villain speeches for no goddamn reason.
It was almost like, is she gonna transform into a superhero?
I know.
A lot of just like they were leaning in that direction.
A lot of this for a home invasion movie.
Yeah, it should be more like snappy.
Yeah, and also breaking in, a lot of in and out of that house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of in and out.
They were breaking in and out of the
house. Breaking in, breaking out.
Oh, they're in?
Now
two of them are in.
Oh, they're back
some
in
of them
now.
Are out. She stabs a guy with a wine glass stem.
She does. Because
he tries to get her with a crowbar.
Then she keeps him in the woods for the whole movie.
Yeah, she runs away barefoot. Remember,
yes,
she hasn't got her
barefoot.
Shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
She's barefoot. She's running away. She does a lot of tumbling. Gabrielle Union does a lot of tumbling.
There's a deep-ass wood right on the edge of this house.
Right on the edge.
It's always night in there.
It's all... Yeah, as soon as she... the sun was maybe, like, kind of setting, and all of a sudden she runs into the forest. It's dark.
It's midnight.
It's just, how long was she running?
I know. Like, a witch is going to come out. Is that dark?
It's just pitch black dark. But man, does she get him? She beats him up. She ties him up. He doesn't
bust his head on a rock.
He doesn't have a gun.
Nope.
But he's got those little ties, those like clear ties.
Zip ties.
He's got zip ties in case he needs to tie someone up. But like, wouldn't you like if you're gonna burgle and like, oh, I got my zip ties.
Get a gun.
Yeah.
Don't just have one gun for four people.
And a butcher knife. And you knew this guy was knife, up to no good.
The knife is for the one Latinx character.
We were like, oh, diversity.
Covered in tattoos. Totally like, I'm crazy man.
Eating an apple with a knife. You know he crazy. That's how you know.
I'm gonna start doing that at work.
That's fuck off.
At my desk, just start eating an apple with a knife.
I don't want to fuck with her.
Oh, do you know? I'll be casual, and then I'll pick my teeth with the knife.
Ooh.
Who wants me to answer a reference question?
Nobody.
A book recommendation?
No, I don't want to see
it. It'd be great.
Stay away from me, crazy lady. It's exciting. I'll check out my own books, thanks. Is this how it works? Click. I don't know.
What were you clicking?
I don't know. Oh, and then they had, like, again, diversity. They're really trying to push the diversity one. They had a queer burglar who had... How was his hair in that case?
It was bleached. It was a fresh bleach job. Because spiky.
He couldn't get it. He didn't have time to get a gun because he had just spent bleached all that time bleaching his hair.
Ripped jeans. Great sneakers.
There were some comments about, where'd you find this guy? In the bathroom stall on his knees in prison.
There's
he
that.
Was sucking some dick.
And then, but then also, he's the one that got him in because he was banging the female assistant to the dad. Assistant.
So you know what? A little queer character never hurt nobody.
Sexual liberation.
And I will say, but then there was some like weird stereotypes happening because every time they cut to him, he was like almost in tears.
And checking himself out in the mirror.
And he's a burglar. It's And it was like, the kids were in tears and that made sense because they thought they were going to die. And then they cut
Not
to
him.
They cut to him and he's like in tears. Almost.
Straight up. Misty eyed. The whole movie.
He was just, because you know what, Aneke, he didn't sign up for this.
He didn't.
He thought he was just going to get some money.
How did he get in jail in the first place?
That was a good question.
This guy, at one point, leaves the house because, like we said, in and out of the house.
He's in and out of the house.
He comes back into the house. Hello?
Yeah, like...
Hey, guy, hello?
They kept switching... They kept trying to, like... I feel like there's those moments in, like, these suspense thrillers where the tables will turn, right?
Yeah.
They kept turning the tables where it's like, ooh, now Gabrielle Union's in charge of things.
Yeah.
And they used that device, like, so many times.
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Like, who is in charge here?
Best time they ever did that was with that Perfect Guy movie.
Yeah.
That table turn was excellent.
Ooh, yeah, the tables were consistently turning. They should have let Gabrielle Union be in that one.
Who was that one?
Paula Patton?
No.
Yeah.
No, the Perfect Guy.
Sana Lathan.
Was that her? Where she like stalked him
and
like did
that
the computer
was,
thing?
Yeah,
we saw that
like,
in the movie
come
theater.
Come at me, bitch, or something. That was a good table turn. Mm-hmm. See, and then use it once. Take note, Breaking In. You only use that once.
Breaking In.
Don't do that a lot. Gabrielle Union does her best to try to get her.
She tries.
You know what? And she's not like, he's like, ooh, I underestimated you as a woman or like as a person or as a
human. Something weird, but she was like, I'm a mother.
There it is. Okay. She's a mom. Don't mess with her.
But the thing is, he said that at one point, but then at another point, he was also like, she's a mother. She's going to come back for those babies.
Oh, yeah, he was trying to use it. There was a lot of, like, I feel like a movie like this, we're obviously going to quickly try to layer in the, like, motherhood type stuff.
They didn't do it very well, I think.
Because it was just kind of, like, all over the place.
Also, the dad.
I was going to say, literally thinking the same thing. The dad shows up the last 10 minutes of the movie. You're
yes.
Like, oh, I forgot he was even
I
in
know.
This.
Gets beat up, and
real
that's about
quick,
it.
Real quick. And at this point, they've got the money. And we also couldn't figure out, like,
why
couldn't...
What is she doing? Just give them the money.
And, like, also, even before that, we couldn't figure out, like, why they couldn't just go rob it. They needed her.
Yeah. Like, one, they prolonged it way too long.
Too long. Just go get the money.
Get the money and go.
Got
it. Two... When they all, half of the people are dead.
Yes.
There's only like the one guy, maybe another guy's alive.
Mm.
She got the bag of money in the house. Everybody else is outside the house.
Yeah, she got her kids. Everything's good.
All she got to do is slide the money outside of the house, close the door.
Save her husband.
She doesn't do it. Instead, she decides to pour gasoline on the money.
She does a big Home Alone like rig trap where she's going to like lure him into the house.
Yeah.
And then she puts the gasoline on the money and she's like, you shoot me, I'm gonna burn all this money and this will be for nothing. And then you know what? Billy Burke doesn't shoot her.
Mm-mm.
He takes out all the bullets of the gun,
tosses it to
the side.
But then that gives, you know,
crazy knife guy
to come back from the dead.
She had backed up over him earlier.
Got run over by a truck.
Because there was a truck that just happened to be in this other part of the woods.
Where they happened to know where the keys were.
Mm-hmm. And they got in that car, backed over him, and off they
immediately
went.
Immediately runs into a tree.
Oh, yeah. And also, they were very slowly driving away from him. All carefully.
Walking man.
And this man, for whatever reason, just walking like he's this, like she's about to escape.
Yeah, and he's walking.
Well, why do they need to? Oh, they were trying to kill them. I mean, at that point, they already had the money. They could have just been like, all right.
Yeah, they just
done.
Wanted to kill them. But why elaborate killing? Like, just kill them.
They should just kill them. Oh, speaking of who got killed, and this is very clever writing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the realtor shows up, and as soon as she pulls up, I said, Oneke, she's going to get murdered. Because they threw in another character to, like, add in the danger.
Yes.
That you just said, like, because they're not going to kill off the kids. They're not going to kill off Gabrielle
Union.
No,
they're not.
Like, not once did I ever think that Gabrielle Union was going to die.
This is not one of those.
Even
movies.
The kids. Even if they said it was unrated, at one point it was rated. It was rated PG-13.
Exactly, which means they did not go there.
You're not going to kill the kids. You're just not.
I wish they did it, though, but that would be a different movie. Not the kids, or just something. Give me something high stakes.
Yeah, or maybe like, don't kill the grandpa too soon. There just need to be...
Mortally injure somebody. Yeah. Chop a hand off.
Or maybe the daughter loses an eye.
Yeah, because then she'd have an eye patch. I don't know. Give
something.
Us something.
Rip out someone's wig or weave or something.
I was not scared of these burglars at once. They didn't even kill the husband.
They didn't.
They just beat him up.
And then they would grab Gabrielle Union's hair.
Which you could clearly see the lace. I'm sorry.
Which is why I love watching movies of the naked, because I'm just always so fooled. Like, I want you to see in Kidnapped, and you tell me if that is Halle Berry's hair, her weave, or a wig.
I could tell you right away, probably. It's probably a wig.
Probably, yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
Okay. But as soon as they grab it, that wouldn't be enough to hold on to
her.
Pop
it off!
She'd be like, great, now I can leave.
Unless that is like the strongest fucking... But some,
she's,
you know
but
what?
You know what? She's probably mad. She's like, oh, I should have worn a different wig glue.
Yeah. Got to be is pretty strong. Got See? To be spiked is pretty strong.
And maybe that's what she used. And
no,
she's
but
like...
That, it would have lifted. It would have lifted. If you're pulling it like that...
It would go.
I don't know.
But the realtor who shows up...
We knew her.
We were like, wow, we knew... It was hard to recognize her. She's had some work done.
Where was she from again?
She was in Scrubs.
Yes.
And she was in Cougar Town.
Yes.
Yeah.
Plastic surgery, man.
Yeah.
That's...
And she had her four lines where she shows up and essentially just gets murdered.
Gets her neck sliced.
Neck slicey, slice, slice.
Not a lot of blood.
Yeah, and she was wearing all white. When they dragged her body in, she wasn't really covered in any blood.
You would think that... So, crazy man with the knife who sliced her throat...
He had some blood on his
just
shirt.
Just a little bit.
And then, like, a little area.
Why did we have to watch him take his shirt off and fold it?
Yeah.
That was...
He's a tidy man. He doesn't like a lot of mess.
There's a lot of weird things that we watched in this movie.
There was a lot of weird things. Oh, and Gabrielle Union ends up on the roof at one point.
Yeah, what happens with that?
And
everybody's on the roof.
And then, surprise, here's a great thing. She's on the roof, and then the crazy guy with the knife is on the roof, and then the crazy emotional queer boy band looking guy, he ends up on the roof. And
silent.
How do they not hear anybody on the roof? How? And at one point, she's also like Spider-Man. Like, she jumps on the banister and is like holding on to the edge of the side, like Spider-Man.
Nobody explains these things. Regular people can't do that stuff.
That's why I'm saying they're kind of leaning into that she was a superhero.
I know, but they didn't like really explain it. Like, for me,
I want to know what her daytime job was.
I know, me too.
She must have been a ninja in real life.
Or TSA.
Or she was a TSA agent.
Because I really hope that if motherhood's like that, I'm going to have this baby be able to climb on the roof and hang on to banisters. Fuck yeah, I'm down for that.
And see, it brings us to the crux of why I wanted us to watch this episode. Okay. I mean, not this episode. This movie.
Okay.
Yep. Not like a just straight to TV show on BET.
Yeah.
Because I feel like just take notes, Aneke. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Take notes because this is your life.
This is what's going to happen.
She's mother of the year. She's doing it up. She saved those kids.
I mean, I want to be able to jump on the roof without any problem.
And she was going to MacGyver some stuff. She was going to get some ropes going.
I got a little bit more common sense. I think I'd be able to do a little bit better than that.
She still managed to kill at least three or four of those guys.
Took her a moment.
One of them she didn't actually kill. The guy that she took hostage.
Yeah.
Like, Billy Burke shot him.
Yeah, he shot him. And then also, after a lot of foibles after killing people.
I don't think she killed any of them.
She killed... Oh, because she didn't... No, she shanked...
Oh, the crazy
Shishin
guy.
Crazy guy.
Oh, she is a ninja because crazy guy was coming over to kill her.
And she grabbed
and
his knife.
And then she grabbed his knife, gave a speech, because there's a lot of speeches.
A lot of villain speeches. A lot of heroes, speeches in general.
Because at one point, her daughter sneaks back into the... Okay, again, people are coming in and out of the house. Like,
in
you're breaking
out.
In.
Breaking
you're
in, breaking out.
And so Gabrielle had broke back into the house.
Yes.
And the daughter had broken out of the room they were holding her
in. Yes, she was in a vent.
She climbed through a huge...
But, like, no, what was the point? Vent. She went into the vent
to go get a phone.
Down.
She was going to get a phone.
She didn't get the phone.
She never did do that.
She just went back up in the vent and came back in again.
She didn't even do her assignment. So then she finds her mom.
Yeah.
And then her mom gives her this giant speech of, like...
Here's reenactment. Okay, you are a proud, black, beautiful woman. Uh-huh. You need to just protect yourself and love yourself and empower yourself in these circumstances.
Okay,
I am here to help you, but you need to help yourself.
Okay, Mom,
you need to apply to college, and you need to apply yourself to working. And when we get back home, I need you to do the dishes.
Oh, okay,
and then you are beautiful. Your hair looks great. Your skin tone is on point. Black girl magic. Hashtag blessed.
This speech, it was like, we don't have time for this. We don't have time
for this. Stop talking and run!
We can hear. And then Billy Burke kept pretending like he would signal to his friend that, like, he knew where they were. But he didn't. He'd be like, shh. And he'd pointing that, like, oh, they're in there. And
but
like,
they're not!
And then you'd be like, oh, they discovered him. And then he's in the garage. He's like, that's not where they are. And he'd be like, shh, and pointing it direct up on the roof. And then he'd be in the garden. You're like, Billy Burke.
What are you doing?
You're in the wrong spot, Billy Burke.
This is called, the movie should have been called... People doing things badly.
People doing things badly because the robbers doing things badly.
Badly.
The kids, the mom and the dad, not being supportive to the mom as her dad just died.
Badly. Bad family members.
Gabrielle Union not handling ransom situations.
Badly.
Badly.
Daughter not handling being a hostage very well. She was cursing them out all the time.
And like, they're gonna kill you.
They literally can kill you.
She's like, fuck you guys. I'm Jasmine Felicia Jones. Fuck you. The kid, he's just badly too.
He was a jerk to his mom.
He was a jerk to his mom, and like didn't he could have done a lot better.
He could have been a lot cuter. I'm just saying that he was cute. He was a cute kid.
He's no kid off of Blackish cute.
I mean, that kid's very cute.
Really cute.
That kid's cute.
Yeah. Well, so that's Breaking In. Moral of the story is
be better at burglarizing. Wear a ski mask. Get the money and go. Half of the movie, they didn't know the code to the freaking safe.
They didn't even know where it was. They were looking for the safe. They're looking for a safe. And they're looking through files. They're looking through a seat cushion.
I know.
I feel like it was like the direction. The director was just like, yeah, just search for stuff. And they're like, okay.
It felt like one of those experimental, like, back at Santa Cruz, we're in an experimental play, and someone's like, just, you know, feel it. This is the general sense of it.
Yeah, just see whatever it takes you. They're like, I'm gonna look in these pillows for
this.
It's
not creative people.
No, it just, James McTeague.
Is that who directed it?
Mm-hmm.
Welp. Good luck.
Well, we watched Breaking In, so you didn't have to.
Dead Pilot Society brings you exclusive readings of comedy pilots that were never made, featuring actors like Patton Oswalt.
So the vampire from the future sleeps in the dude's studio during the day, and they hunt monsters at night. It's Blade meets the Odd Couple.
Adam Scott and Jane Levy.
Come on, Corey. She's too serious, too businessy. She doesn't know the hokey pokey.
Well, she'll learn what it's all about.
Busy Phillips and Dave Koechner.
Baby, this is family.
My Uncle Tell, who showed his wiener to Cinderella at Disneyland, is family. Do you want him staying with us?
He did stay with us for 3 months.
And he was a delight.
A new pilot every month, only on Dead Pilot Society for maximum fun.
Watch it all fall down.
Ugh, I forgot.
Well, this is a movie review to kick off the new year.
We love to start the new year with a movie review. I feel like that's kind of like our tradition.
It did, but I really do recommend go watch Kidnap.
Okay, I mean, at some point I gotta watch Kidnapped.
It is so good. I won't give you any of the twists and turns. You're like, oh, that's in the choice.
Oh, you know what? I have something that I want to follow up about.
It was about Breaking In?
Yes.
Well, we're back in it. Just quickly. Just when we thought the movie review was over, we're back in.
It's not really a movie review, it's a thought, yeah.
It's similar to the movie. We're breaking in and out of the movie review. Now we're back in.
We're back in. I'm in the house.
Okay, I'm outside.
Okay, so Gabrielle Union recently just had a baby.
Yes.
By surrogate.
I listened to her two-part episode
with
on
Oprah.
She did a two-part episode, so I've heard about it.
So this movie came out way before that, so this must have been kind of tough for her to do because it's all about motherhood and mother this, mother that, and she had a struggle. And she even, I think even in her book that she wrote, We're Gonna Need More Wine, I just like that title.
That's a great title.
She talks about her struggle of conceiving a kid.
Yeah.
And also Dwayne Wade kind of rubbed it in because they were broken up for like a couple of months. And then he comes back from the month with this lady that's pregnant.
Oh.
So it's like, I just kind of feel for her as an actress going into that role.
Yeah. Well, she did because her new husband, like he had four.
Dwayne Wade. They're still together.
Oh, they're still together.
Yeah. She raised that baby.
Because he has four kids.
Yeah.
And so actually it was really cute the way that they proposed. Like they all proposed, will you marry
us? Oh, that's cute.
And they did like this thing.
Especially that last one.
Yeah, just totally. So maybe she already had that experience of like some motherhood, but I understand.
Okay, yeah.
And that they kept, like she kept trying to have, like she was having to do all this sort of IVF. Yeah, she was doing a lot of that and she was so determined to have a baby and she was having all these experiences. And she also talked about just like, you know, people in social media, everyone has so many opinions.
People were so rude about it. Like, let her live.
You know? Totally. But she was like really wanting to be very open about her whole entire experience because she knows that there's a lot of people who are going through that as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, people would like say things like when the baby had happened that, like,
when the baby had happened.
What do you call it?
Born.
Yeah, that thing. When the baby appeared.
Yeah.
People were like being mean to her on social media because she was trying to, they call it bonding with the baby.
Yeah, skin to skin.
Skin to skin. And they were like, she was like wearing scrubs or something. And like, you didn't just have, she was wearing like a gown.
She was
doing
skin to skin with the baby.
People were like, oh, why is she trying to act like she had that baby?
It's about to be her kid and she needs to bond with this kid.
Everyone's got so many opinions about so many things. Like, I don't know, go write your own damn book.
Right.
Go, like, do something creative. Write your own Breaking In or something. Like,
or maybe if you don't understand the situation, look into it before you start commenting on it.
Investigation.
Like, that's the thing that really kind of pisses me off, where it's like, clearly, if you know anything about childbirth, then you know the skin-to-skin is important for mother-baby and father-baby bonding.
And he's doing the same thing.
So it's like, if a father who doesn't carry the baby does skin-to-skin, so of course a mother who doesn't carry the baby needs to do skin to skin as well.
Get that bonding going.
Yeah. People be ignorant.
People, there it is. Put that on a pillow and give it to someone and be like, you better rest your head on this. So you can fix it.
That's intense.
Yeah. People are, they're intense too.
Yeah, it's true.
Speaking of, you know, just you know what? We're just giving Gabby Union her just desserts in this episode.
Yeah, let's do it.
Another place, so I really do, I can recommend the two-part, she did a two-part thing with Oprah on Super Soul Conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she sat down on my new favorite Facebook Watch TV show.
Oh my God, here we go.
She was on Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith and the Smiths.
You love this!
I have been sucked into Red Table Talk, and I knew they were going to get me. I just knew it.
You knew
it. I love a let's sit around a table and talk. I love the view.
I know.
Ladies chit-chatting about stuff. And you know what really got me in? You know how they dangled that character? Because there's like 40 episodes. You just find somebody.
There's that many
there's
now?
There's like 25. Still. But it feels like a lot.
Wow.
They film it in their house.
Oh.
So it's real easy. She just wakes up. And she walks over to it. And she walks over to her hair and makeup
place. Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah.
And then they always, it's a very like behind the scenes. You can see how the sausage is made in this show. Because they'll just be like, you know, you can see the camera guy in the other shot. And they purposely, they want you to see. They're like, oh, let's go over to the red table. And they'll set the table out.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. You know what? I give them credit. Something new.
Here's what got me in.
Mm-hmm.
Leah Remini was on an episode.
She talked about Scientology?
Because she's not away from it. She's broke free.
Yeah, I know. She's been on the case of Scientology.
And I watch all... The Aftermath. It's on Hulu Plus, season 1 and 2. I'm all about it. I've always loved Leah Remini ever since she was on Saved by the Bell.
Oh, that's right. She was in the summer season. Yes. Yeah.
So I've always been here for her. I came to King of Queens for her.
I like her.
I think she's funny.
I'm glad she's out of Scientology.
Me too. And also, you know, I get it. I get as much as I can, but
you know what, if you're a Scientologist, I don't want to like judge your religion, but at the same time,
it's a cult, and get out of there. I will. I'm watching that show, and it's a fucking cult. It's a fucking cult. Get out of there. Break free. It's a cult. It's a cult. I know a cult because I was in a cult for 2 hours.
That one podcast
got me in. I was devoted. I was listening to their messages, and so I know how that happens. But she did an episode because her and Leah Remini had a falling out because Remini in her book was like, Jada and Will are Scientologists, and they're like,
we're not.
We went to a few introductory classes.
Didn't like Jada Pinkett Smith say something about like, oh yeah, I just explore my options. To look at different religions and check those things
out. That's kind of her thing. And then what she had realized is, Leah's hurting. And she says, my favorite quote that I've been really using a lot. So you learn at Red Table Talk. Oh, hurt people hurt people. Isn't that good?
You've got to really emphasize your commas in that one.
Hurt people hurt people.
People.
But Gabrielle Union sat down because they were like, why are we not friends? It was one of those things. It was really interesting to see them talk because they didn't know what had happened. Like, they're like, why are we not friends? And I think it just like separates
Gabrielle Union and Jada Pinkett.
And they were just like, they sat down. Because sometimes there's
someone one that was like, I actually don't really like you.
But then they were never really close, but they were in similar. I mean, that
Black Hollywood,
you know, it's ever so small.
It's not that many.
So they just saw us in the peripherally, and so they were just like, why are we? But you can sometimes there's that tension if you don't.
So what happened? Because they're both like women in their 40s,
they're both women in their 40s. They've been around for this very similar amount of time. And they were just like, we don't know. And you know, you make up different stories in your head too. And so they said that they would be cordial when they would see each other, but there was like an underlying, like, what's the deal here? So maybe you'll see Gabrielle Union in Girls Trip 2.
Oh, I love it.
Maybe.
Weird fact.
Yeah.
Gabrielle Union, Tracy Ellis Ross, exact same birthday, same year.
Wow.
They're birthday twins.
What a day to celebrate.
Isn't that like gorgeous? I'm into fucking it. Best day.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, I feel like also in this episode, we've made up for not watching Being Mary Jane because we watched.
I mean, we still have time.
Well, see you guys next week.
No, God, you need to be nicer to her.
There's so many shows and
there's
so much programming. Queen Sugar season 3 is coming back, and I just, she should get on that show instead.
I still haven't seen that show.
Oh, it's good.
I tried to watch season 1, but it's not available anywhere.
It used to be on Hulu.
I know, and they took it off when I tried to watch it.
Oh, man.
Jerks. Maybe it's on Netflix now.
Maybe. Owen, what are you doing? Why are you moving your shows around?
Oprah's rich. She don't care.
She's like, come to me, my children. You want to watch this. Well, I hope you had a great episode.
Yes.
I
remember to tweet at us.
Tweet at us. You don't have to watch Breaking In because we already told you all about it. But if you want to, if you're on an airplane, you'll want to take some naps.
There's better movies.
You'll have... Okay. So you'll have somewhat of an idea of what's happening. You're like, oh, I think this is when they're breaking in. Oh, now they're breaking out.
There's other movies.
Breaking in, breaking out.
You can listen to this podcast again if you want.
Yeah, if you wanted to. You really could. Or watch Red Table Talk.
Sure.
Who's your favorite? They talk about all kinds of stuff in that kid because it's
you
generational.
You are really pushing this.
It's generational because you've got the mom, you've got Jada, and you've got her mom, and then Willow.
Yes.
Willow Smith.
I know.
And you just get their in. Oh, sometimes they put.
Why are we still talking about Red Table
Ellen
Talk?
Is on an episode and she talks about raising biracial children because you know Ellen Pompeo she will talk about race.
I know. I love Ellen Pompeo. You tried to get me on, you guys, sausages made. James has been talking to me about Red Table Talk off the air, on the air.
I finally got it. It wasn't even on the agenda. I didn't see this
you
coming.
You squeezed this in.
I didn't see it coming. I will be texting Aneke and be like, oh, I'm watching Red Table Talk right now. And it's good. I had to put my phone away and go to sleep because I was like, I'm watching this Red. I was like, let me just watch some Red Table Talk as I fall asleep. And
you know, I can see how that's comforting.
It is.
But to me, it just seems like three rich women talking about being rich.
No, they don't talk about that at all. But they do talk. They talk about like, oh, they brought like some black women and some white women together. And they're like, let's talk about race. And like, what is, you know. And,
but what about other races?
Well, I mean, the table's only so big.
They got time to.
They've got other episodes and stuff. But I really appreciate, like, it's a really kooky show where just, like, Jada's kind of just making up as it goes along. She gets better interviewing because a lot of times she's actually interviewing people and she's just sort of talking.
See, I hate that.
But she got better. She got much better. By the time she gets to Ellen Pompeo, she really just listens.
Because that reminds me of this show on HBO called The Shop, where it's LeBron and a bunch of people sit around, like, a barbershop and have a conversation. It's basically table talk.
Yeah.
But, like, they have women on there. There's this one guy. I don't know his name, but he's, like, LeBron's, like, assistant host.
Yeah.
All he does is just talk at people. It's so fucking annoying. Mm-mm. And, like, he does that, like... Okay, if you're black, you got an uncle somewhere that does this. That does that. Where they...
And I'm a black uncle. That's just how us black uncles do it. That's how we do it.
That
just
mumble.
You don't need to hear what Mary J. Blige was saying.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't. You just let us have our mumble.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that Jada Pinkett Smith is getting better at it then.
She did. She's evolving. She's doing it. So you've got so much to wet your whistle in terms of the entertainment genre.
This is like that's entertainment episode.
Boom. Gotcha. Enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you all so much for listening to Minority Corner.
Because together, we're the majority.
Nailed it.
Because we're in the same room.
Yeah.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.